Four games of hoops in a Saturday night. OKC completes the sweep. Cleveland is just about there, and Aaron Gordon gets his moment as a legendary player. My name is Shlomo Stark.
My name is Levi Jacob.
And this is the NBA Daily Recap in 15 minutes or less. Pack night. We got to start with the play of the year. See that? Silent air. That's how good it was. Aaron Gordon. Well, first, let's talk about the game. Denver wins. They beat the Clippers 101-99 in a series that a lot of people were saying was over. They were like, oh, the Nuggets were lucky to win game one. The Clippers completely figured it out in game three. This Nuggets team looks beat, and they win. The closest buzzer beater I think I've ever seen. The only buzzer beater in the history of the playoffs ever. A buzzer beating dunk. Meaning this is the first buzzer beating dunk ever in the playoffs. Greatest air ball of all time. I think that's not a crazy statement because air balls are usually bad. So I would be shocked if you found a greater air ball than that one. And it was controversial. A lot of people online. It's so funny. I'm seeing the same thing over and over again, and I'm seeing the same comment. Of course, then went in, and it was like, how could you say this went in? It could not have been closer. I'm like, it's like on the same thing. It's like the same picture. It's like, yo, come on. This clearly isn't in. And like the same thing is like, I've never seen a more clear basket in my life. Like, it's just like, depends who you like and like what you want the outcome to be. But super close, super exciting. And the Nuggets tie up the series. And I can't believe we've spoken about this game for this long without me talking about Jokic's stat line. 36 points and 21 rebounds and 8 assists. 14 of 25 shooting and 2 steals and a block. This man put the team on his back.
I was going to say, also, by the way, just compared to the amount of times that he passed out to wide open shots that they missed, like, it should have been more than 8 assists.
Completely agree. And my favorite part was at the end, at the post-game conference, they say, like, Jokic, you're such a good passer. Was that play at the end just all about yours and Aaron Gordon's connection? And he just started laughing. He just was like, it was so funny. He's like, I airballed. Aaron Gordon's a beast. It's such a good series. It's such a good series. And I definitely, like, could... I don't know if I thought this, but I definitely was almost convinced that the Clippers like had kind of just taken over the series, and it's new series, best of three. Let's go.
They went into the fourth quarter. Like the Nuggets were up most of this game. They went into the fourth quarter up 20, and the Clippers cut it down. They really, really came back. I was like watching it in real time. I couldn't believe that like that's what happened. I was like, okay, definitely like, you know, Clippers are going to take this one home again. Like, they figured it out again, whatever. It was madness. Absolute madness.
It was an unreal game. It's just the best series right now. I don't think it's close. Next, Warriors beat the Rockets 104-93. Steph was unbelievable. No Jimmy Butler tonight. No supporting cast. Steph started slow. Shot 2-12 from 3 and finished with 36 points, 7 rebounds, 9 assists, 12 of 23 shooting, 5 of 13 from 3, 7 of 8 from the free throw, 2 blocks, a steal, and complete control of the end of the game. The recipe for the Rockets to beat the Warriors is for it not to be what is quote-unquote called clutch, right? When the score is within 5 minutes and 5 points, like when there's 5 minutes left of the game and there's 5 points, that's clutch. That time, the Warriors will beat the Rockets every time. They're more established. Yeah, it doesn't, Jimmy Butler or no Jimmy Butler. Like, they just know what they're doing. They've been there, and the Rockets are still kind of figuring that out. Now, the Rockets, I think on paper, I don't know if they're a better team, but they definitely could beat these guys, and we've seen it. But it needs to be like a big win, because if it's close at the end, the Warriors are coming through.
And the Warriors are also like masterminds at getting the game within striking distance. Like, that's like their specialty. So it's really like it's a perfect storm to keep it competitive. I I don't know about you. I didn't see this happening. I didn't see them winning this game without Jimmy. And, like, they won it pretty comfortably, honestly.
Yeah, it's a reminder about what's so great about Steph. Like, Steph had one of his games.
It wasn't even, like, one of his three-point games that, like, he, you know, has 10 three-pointers, whatever. Like,
it was I'm the best player in the series. And it's the same reason we didn't record Friday night, but Giannis has been, like, that's why the Bucks win any games against the Pacers. The Pacers are a better team. It's very similar, actually, if you think about it. The Pacers, like, the Warriors have a bit more of a supporting cast, but the bottom line is the Rockets are a better team than the Warriors, and the Pacers are a better team than the Bucks. But the Warriors have Giannis, and I mean, the Bucks have Giannis and the Warriors have Curry, and therefore it's going to be a series. And they're both 2-1 right now. I mean, the Warriors are up 2-1 and Bucks are down 2-1, but you just can't, like, you can't assume they'll win because they're better, because they have the best player in the series.
Yeah. Also, the Warriors started Kuminga this game. They played him a total of 7 minutes. I think that's Steve Kerr's new plan when Jimmy is not around, is just, like, see if Kuminga can give us anything. And if that's a no, then bye. And that's it. Like, he just didn't really play the rest of the game. Quentin Post also got his first start. I don't know if his first start, at least in the playoffs.
He's awful.
Yeah, it's a very weird, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's a very weird Warriors team, and I just can't believe they pulled this out. I'm still a little bit surprised by it.
Yeah. Shout out to Buddy Hield. Good game from Buddy Hield. They needed it. 17 points, 6 of 13 from field goal, 5 of 11 from three. New Klay Thompson? No. But he was good. Okay, next. Thunder beat Memphis 117-115. This game was actually close. We got to watch it. But the Thunder took care of business. SGA was phenomenal. 38 points, 13 of 24 shooting, 11 of 13 from the line. The series ended when the seeding was decided. Then it ended again after game one. Then it ended again after game two. Then it was really, really, really ended when Ja got hurt. And I think since then, like, it's been over. And now it's officially over. Bring out the brooms. The OKC have swept. And I think most people are saying it is very hard to see this team not win the finals. Forget make the finals, win the finals.
Yeah, the end of the game was a little bit ugly, if I'm being honest. It was a lot of fouling. It was a lot of fouling, or a lot of calls that people thought were fouls, or it took forever to end this game. And the crowd was very mad in Memphis about this game. But it was, the Thunder played up to par. It was a sweep. Like, it was a real sweep. The level of talent on both sides of the ball was not balanced. This series kind of needed to be over, I think, also for Memphis's sake. Like, they had some really, really, scrappy players at the end there. Like, Santi Aldama actually contributed a lot in this game, which was cool to see. I like to see, like, different, you know, players who are not usually the top contributors. But it wasn't pretty. It really wasn't pretty. But even though it was close, it was, like, really, like, within the last possession there that they really, like, solidified it.
Yeah, they won by two. It's also really interesting that OKC now closes games with Caruso, mm-hmm. which is pretty cool. It's Dort, Williams, Caruso, Holmgren, SGA, even though, like, Caruso is, like, I think technically might be, like, their ninth man off the bench. Like, I don't even know how, like, it's just, this team is so deep.
I think they just swap out units more often than not. Like, it's a collective sixth man, you know?
Yeah, the Thunder, I think, are the most spread out minutes wise out of any playoff team. Yeah, for sure. Okay, next and last game of the day. Cleveland beat, it was actually the first game of the day, chronologically, but Cleveland beats Miami 124-87. Cleveland wins 3-0. This is even more of a sweep, I think, than they have to win the next game, but then the Thunder game, because Memphis actually showed some fight. Has been showing some fight, especially the last two games, whereas the Heat rolled over at home. Darius Garland was in street clothes. Donovan Mitchell didn't have a great shooting day. It really, really, really didn't matter.
Miami had nobody, and Cleveland just like, okay, so Evan Mobley was scored 19 points on 8 of 13 shooting. Jared Allen, 8 of 9 shooting, 22 points. Like, they didn't, like, you know, Sam Merrill started, and it didn't matter.
Yeah, it wasn't, they need to revamp. They need to figure out what's going on moving forward, because this team is not, they don't just don't have it.
Oh, I thought you meant like the NBA with 8 seeds.
No.
I thought you were saying like we need to revamp the play-in because these 8 seeds are terrible. I thought, because like Miami was technically a 10 seed.
Right.
Or maybe they were a 9 seed. But I'm saying there is kind of a discussion of like, what's going, like, do we really want the 1 seed playing the 10 seed?
Yeah.
You know, well, like, that's a fair conversation to have.
Well, who's a 10 seed otherwise?
Yeah, the Cavs could have played the Heat, Bulls, Magic, and Hawks. Listen, all I'm saying is they played the 9 or 10 seed, I don't remember which one, but, 10, like, yeah. This is what's happening.
Yeah, it is what it is, you know. But it also, like, the problem is that, like, you have the flip side of how exciting the play-in is. So I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, predictions. Detroit is favored.
I don't know why. I guess home. They're home. I'm starting to learn lines.
Very good. Forgot that I'm supposed to guess. Whatever. You have the Knicks win tonight? Or is that just me?
Yes.
Okay, great. Me too. I really, really need them to win. It's been a brawl. Not a rock fight.
Good. Very good.
LA Minnesota at 10:30. That's going to be a marathon watching that right after. That'll be nice. Minnesota up 2-1 in the series. Big win for them on Friday night. Completely dominated the Lakers. It's basically, it just feels like if Jaden McDaniels is good, the Minnesota wins. If he's not good, Minnesota loses. And it's almost like, what's the point of it, analyzing it? But I'm predicting a bad Jaden McDaniels game, and the Lakers win.
I think that LeBron and Luka are not going to let this game slip away from them. Like, this is like a little bit shameful at this point, if I'm being honest with you. Like, they got to figure something out here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Celtics Magic, tough Celtics loss. Also, we missed that. It was a Friday night. I have the Celtics winning because I can't believe the Magic even won one game.
I think Joe Mazzulla has taken out the belt. And these guys are a little bit scared of losing another one to the Magic. So I think that the Celtics are going to win.
You know what NBA Central is?
Yes.
I can't tell if I've been NBA Central with some Joe Mazzulla stuff. Like, I don't know what he's actually saying and what he isn't. So I like to ask you, like, tell me, like, did he really say he liked watching Kristaps Porzingis bleed?
I think,
or was that like a bit? They're like, I don't know even. I can't tell. Like, I don't know what. Like, he's like, I like watching them suffer. And I, like, don't know if that's like a bit or if he like actually said it.
No, Jones is a weird guy. He's a weird guy. Yeah. And NBA Central has gotten me so many times where I like, you know how much Nico Harris and stuff I believed for a millisecond and I looked if it was Central or Central? It's so funny. It's crazy.
They really get me. And Indiana, Milwaukee. Indiana's up 2-1. Listen, I got Milwaukee. I've had Milwaukee every game this series. I've been right once and wrong twice, and I'm going Milwaukee again. I did not see the Gary Trent Jr. thing coming. I thought it would be the Dame game. Like, I've been clapping myself on the back for predicting. Did not know Gary Trent Jr. had that in him. I'm still hoping for the Dame game. I don't think Gary Trent is going to do that twice.
I just like that you were like, yeah, people are predicting that Giannis and Dame can have 40, both of them. And that was like, Gary Trent Jr., okay, I guess you'll take it where you can get it. You
know? No, yeah. I was like, I looked at the box, but I was like, 38 points. Oh, him and Giannis both have 38. That makes sense. And then I'm like, oh, Gary, look at you.
I think I'm, this is where we differ. I think I'm going to go Pacers. I just don't.
Okay.
I haven't seen consistent enough play from Dame, and I don't think that Gary Trent Jr. has another one in him.
That's fair. All right, that was the NBA Daily Recap in 15 minutes or less. I want to thank you, Levy, for co-hosting and producing. I want to thank you for listening.